How are you able to bring the NASA exhibit here?
Well, you know, I have been in contact with an astronaut, Rick Linehan, who's now at Texas A&M, and he's here for a couple of years and working on, he's interested in promoting STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math. And he mentioned it to me because they also have this special event, you know, that they're doing at the Tiger Stadium on the 24th, which is all about getting kids physically fit like an astronaut. And so he called and told me about it, and I thought, wow, if this NASA exhibit Driven to Explore is coming for that on the 24th, why couldn't we get them the day before to come to our museum, you know, so that a lot of other people could see it. And so that's kind of how that happened. I called NASA and spoke to their exhibits director, and we got it all worked out.
Well, NASA's an awfully big organization, and I don't know whether those folks dealing with the exhibit realize just how much energy that you've all put into trying to get one of those retired space shuttles here.
Well, you know, the folks at that are part of their educational exhibit stuff there at Johnson Space Center, they have to be kind of neutral because Space Center Houston is really the only other serious contender in Texas that also would like to have a shuttle. And so so they know that we want to do it, but they can't take sides, you know, so to speak.
But they do realize what y'all are doing.
Oh, they definitely realize what we're doing. And I think that there are a lot of people, you know, even I don't want to say, but maybe behind the scenes that are working to help us, you know. So, and there are a lot of astronauts that have been trained at Texas A&M, but all the active astronauts have to stay neutral. They can't endorse a particular project. So, but that doesn't mean they might not privately hope that it comes here anyway. But
or at least provide you with the correct vehicles to go or the correct contact people to visit with.
And well, you know, a lot of the contacts, you know, when we were originally getting the Brazos Valley on the list, that was established by Zach Cummings, who is an Aggie and an engineer, and thought that, wow, you know, this should really happen. And so he managed to find out, you know, who we needed to talk to and who at NASA was, you know, working on this. And so when I met him, you know, it was the sort of thing where I realized, oh my gosh, you know, we could join forces and you know, work on this even more. And so we did, and now Zach is our development associate for the museum, and so it's been a really, really great team effort, I think. And plus, we have formed a committee, and we call it the Brazos Valley Shuttle Committee, Shuttle Project Committee, and we have a lot of different people from A&M and other community members that are on the committee, and they've, you know, helped us with ideas and contacts and that sort of thing.
And that leads into the April 12th event that you have scheduled, tying in when NASA is supposed to announce the retired shuttles' possible final locations.
Right. We're going to have a shuttle. We're calling it a shuttle watch at the museum, and we're inviting anybody that would like to come and be with us. We're hoping that it's going to be really fantastic news. Of course, we think we're going to get the shuttle, and we are planning, if we get it, we're planning some champagne fights on the front lawn. Zach told me that he's had the bottle of champagne that he's going to squirt me with in a paint shaker for 6 months. So we're kind of excited about that, but we don't know exactly what time. NASA hasn't said what time of day that they're going to be making the announcement. We're hoping when it gets closer that they will let us know so that we can be gathered at that time. So April 12th is going to be a big day for us.
And these last few months since this has become a part of the mission of the Brazos Valley Museum, I'm sure that's something that was quite unexpected in the beginning, but it really kind of seems to make sense the more you think about it.
Oh, yeah, we think so. Our museum really has a long history association with Texas A&M, and I think that when you look at the 2020 vision that Texas A&M has, a new museum fits almost every one of those points. And NASA would like to see the shuttle used to promote science, technology, engineering, and math. A&M is fabulous in that. A&M has got a long history of being involved with the space program, trained lots of astronauts. The other thing that's really important is that they wanted the shuttles to be centrally located, and we're right smack dab in the middle of the Texas Triangle within, you know, driving distance of millions of people, and we can also take really good care of it here. We don't have to worry about earthquakes or hurricanes or anything like that. And then, you know, the fact that we have the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum here, and that President Bush has come out in support of this project, makes us the only contender that has a former president, you know, supporting the project. And, you know, NASA loves President Bush. He did a lot for NASA while he was in office, and the Endeavor was built during his presidency. So, you know, it really fits. It really fits, and I think it would just be a wonderful thing, because the Brazos, citizens of the Brazos Valley would also cherish and respectfully treat this shuttle, I think, in the way that it deserves to be treated, because it's really an icon in the face of the space program.
Anything else through this little adventure over the last few months that maybe hasn't gotten out that listeners ought to know?
Well, one of the things that was really exciting to me was that Dr. Jean Scobie Rogers came to our museum in February and did a book signing and a talk, and she has, you know, established these Challenger centers all over the world, kind of in memory of the people that were lost in the Challenger, and we're really excited that she is very much in support of this project as well, and that it would probably, once we get this museum, we would have one of these Challenger centers in it, and it's quite an honor just to have a Challenger center, and they're a wonderful tool for teaching leadership for people of all ages. So it was really wonderful having her here, and we're just, you know, we think we're going to get it.
Well, let's remind folks, first of all, of how they can still encourage NASA to support the application.
Right. They can go to our website. You can either go to BrazosValleyMuseum.org, or you can go to BringTheShuttle.com. It's, both of those are our website, but if you type in BringTheShuttle.com, it takes you directly to the shuttle pages. And we have information on our website on how you can write a letter. There are example letters there. We've got posted the student resolution, the student senate from Texas A&M. We've got letters from Representative Bill Flores, and you know, of course, President Bush's letter is there, and you can also see the television spot that President Bush did for us, and Jean Scobie's letter is there too. So it's very easy to become a member of our Facebook page and Twitter, and so we really hope that folks will continue to send in letters of support.
And then one more reminder for the Driven to Explore exhibit.
Right. That's going to be March 23rd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's going to be set up in the parking lot in the Brazos Center right in front of the museum. There's a large inflatable as well as a large sort of big van kind of trailer that you can walk through that has the exhibits, and there'll be people from NASA on hand. So we're pretty excited about that.